This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going live to the White House now, and correspondent Karen Travers joining us as we get an update on ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia. Karen, what is the latest on that?
The latest is that there are conversations happening with both sides. The United States met yesterday with Ukrainian officials in Riyadh. President Zelensky said that these conversations were quite useful. He said that now Putin must be pushed to issue a real order to stop the strikes. Zelensky said that the one who brought this war must be the one to take it back. Today, the United States will be meeting with Russian officials. The Russian state media says that those conversations had already started today. And the Kremlin over the weekend had said that these are going to be difficult negotiations ahead. A spokesman for Putin said this is only the beginning of this path. So, you know, the president last Friday said he thought that they were getting close to being able to reach a ceasefire. Obviously, that's the first step before a full peace agreement, but a bit more of a cautious, maybe even pessimism, take from the Russian side about where things stand and how these negotiations will play out now.
Has there been any sort of timetable given on how long either the U.S. might be involved in these talks or how long these talks can take place before, if no deal's reached, they end?
Yeah, last week the president was asked if he gave Putin a deadline in terms of reaching a ceasefire, and he said no, not a deadline, but he said, I think we'll have one, meaning an agreement. He said, I think we'll have it done fairly soon. There's no indication that the U.S. would back away from this, and they seem to be all in, the White House at this point, of trying to reach this deal. The president has been very firmly into this, of trying to make this commitment to reach the settlement, but they're calling it shuttle diplomacy, and I think that's really notable at this stage. The National Security Advisor last week, Mike Wallace, had said, you know, we're going back and forth between the two sides. And that's what's happening right now with these technical negotiations. This is not the Secretary of State. It's not the National Security Advisor. It's policy advisors. And it's people underneath them who are having these meetings in Riyadh right now. But it, again, is still the U.S. and Ukraine. Then the next day, the U.S. and Russia. They're not even at a point right now where the two sides can meet at the same negotiating table. Maybe that's ultimately not necessary. Maybe the U.S. can broker this, but it is notable that it's still happening on two separate tracks.